The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
32 shot, 9 dead in Chicago over the weekend, including a 9-year-old and a 17-year-old. Vandalism on State and Jackson. Protests that shut down streets around the city. Not really particularly well covered by the Chicago Press Corps.
Golly, they were crickets. I wonder why. Well, they're just focusing on the homicides, which they could have done both, and they should be doing both. Every weekend it's like this. There's some looting, rioting, gangs of kids together. You know, they even shut down and started dancing.
Ain't having a job, knowing nothing in life, but I gotta get rich. You can check the throwback pics I've been at.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Every weekend, they're having dance parties. They have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for them.
And
my kids are one of them.
And unclear whether or not CPS is going to resume whatever they call education. It's clear the teachers' union doesn't want to go back.
We find out August 7th.
Concurrent with that, State Representative LaShawn Ford, who's a Democrat from the west side of the city, introduced a measure to suspend history classes in Illinois schools until the history classes and I guess the books that are associated with the classes are more inclusive of the accomplishments of minorities and women. For more on that, we're pleased to be joined by State Representative LaShawn Ford. LaShawn, thanks for joining us again. Appreciate it.
I'm happy to be on with you, Dan and Amy. I really appreciate being on AMS.
You know, it's always good to talk to you, and we've always had enjoyable conversations, even when we disagree, which is why I can phrase this question. I feel I can phrase this question in the following way. LaShawn, have you lost your mind? Have you lost your mind with this? What are you doing?
So first, I think we have to make sure that we don't take a knee-jerk reaction to the proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that we have to be critical thinkers when we respond to what I'm asking for. The simple ask is that we teach accurate history. And we know that the history that's being taught in the schools throughout the country in Illinois is not inclusive of the contributions of all people, and it is not a real accounting of what white men were like, what white women were like, what black people were like in its full totality.
Okay,
the Jewish community would be
so specifically, give me a history manual that's used in a lot of schools, and what is missing or what is included that is counterfactual.
Well, we know that, one, we just stick with the fact with blacks. And what I know about the teaching of black history in Illinois schools and across the country is that the only thing that people recognize about black people is that they were slaves, and that you have to do a special pullout to talk about contributions that black people made to this country. Black people were here in America before America became America. We were brought here enslaved from 1619, and when you open the history books, you will only see black people contributions being enslaved, not the people that built the country. Let's talk about the history teaching of Christopher Columbus, and let's talk about the history teaching of the Jewish community. Let's talk about all that women have done in this country, but yet they are not recognized for their contributions.
We studied Harriet Tubman. We studied Susan B. Anthony. I mean, it's not like women were
now,
left out of our history books.
Amy, I'm not even talking about black women there. I'm talking about your people. white women have been neglected in the history books and haven't been taught. We don't know all the contributions that women have made to this country and to the world.
No, I agree.
Rosie the Riveter, we had a whole week long on Rosie the Riveter, and then we dressed up like her afterwards.
No, I agree. I agree, LaShawn, that we should have more of education on Margaret Sanger and the history of Planned Parenthood. I think that should be included in the curriculum, too, and it's not. Eugenics, that's right. Yes, so I agree. You know, what's interesting is actually you're persuading me. You know why? Is because what you're really complaining about is the white supremacy taught by Democrats in charge of K-12 education in Chicago and Illinois, aren't you? Because yes, right. Okay.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? We know that there's something wrong with the history teaching in this country when we have a senator. I think Cotton says that he don't believe we should spend money on teaching about the 1619 history of the 1619 trade. He says that slavery was a necessary evil. Who in the hell would say that? Slavery is a necessary evil.
I don't want to get into the semantics of that, but he was recounting what how the founders described it. He also
I know. That's why we got to eliminate this history, because it was white men that made the accounting for it, and all we're saying is let's be inclusive in the accounting of history in this country.
Okay, so two things. One is this 1619. You can that's fine. You want to teach a class of world history that goes back to the 1600s, or that specifically focuses on an aspect of history, meaning slavery in the world. Absolutely fine. What he's talking about is the 1619 Project, which, oh, by the way, its founder, the Pulitzer Prize-winning Nicole Hannah Jones, has essentially conceded as historical fiction. It's storytelling. It's not history. So that's a problem in terms of how it's presented. You can present it if you present it accurately. If you present it as factual, then you run into problems, as she's run into problems with history academics at the collegiate level from across the political spectrum. That's number one. Number two, with respect to this idea that it is Democrats and the teachers' unions and the mayors and the school boards that are in charge of the curriculum in K-12, and most of the history books are of the Howard Zinn variety, including the People's History of the United States, that it's all from a left perspective. If you want to tell me that your point in this is to teach blacks, whites, and everybody else in between that the history of black Americans is one of accomplishment and success and rising above the odds and rising above pernicious institutions like slavery and Jim Crow, then I'll, you know, sign me on, because what the education is in victimology and promoting victimology.
Yep.
So why don't we teach about a Black Wall Street in Tulsa? Why just teach about the massacre there? Why don't we teach about business ownership in Chicago under Jim Crow in the beginnings of the 20th century? Why don't we teach about the intact black family during the ravages of slavery and Jim Crow? Let's talk. If you want to talk about those things, well, then sign me up, because that's exactly what's missing from the conversation.
Yeah, we don't have a real perspective about the contributions of not just blacks, but even white people, Latinos. The Latinx community is not represented in our history the right way. I mean, it's an inaccurate accounting of history, and we should not be paying publishers to issue books that are not accurate.
So
that's what we've been doing.
So what exactly are you calling for the Illinois School Board to do? State Board of Education.
The State Board of Education, one, should take away it's not a mandate where it's not a federal requirement that schools have to teach history. So the call is for the State Board of Education to abolish the current system that we have. And until we could get a better accounting of American history, world history in our schools, we need to just teach civics. It is not right to miseducate people. It's not just about blacks. It's about white people, too, understanding what the Confederate flag stands for. People fly the Confederate flag, and they really don't know what it means. But
yeah, maybe you can also educate them on the difference between the Confederate flag and the Norwegian flag, too, while you're at it.
Right, because a Michigan couple had to take down their flag because people were scared that they were Confederates, and then they thought it was a Yeah, a rebel flag.
Right. What about the swastika? That's a problem. People don't understand. I have seen people, black people, and it's embarrassing to say, but I've seen black people wear a Confederate belt buckle or sport the Confederate flag. It's a misrepresentation of what we have in our school system. And no one can argue with that our history books are not accounting of the history that built this country. And remember, it's not just about blacks, because when it first started out, we started out saying that we were going to make sure that black history was incorporated in the books. And I got calls from the Jewish community, the Native Americans, the Latinx community, women, gays, everyone said, we are with you. The Italians, our history is not right. The way they talk about Mexicans being, you know, the words that they use about Mexicans and Puerto Ricans, we could do better. And no one can argue with me that we could do better than we're doing.
Well, but they are doing, I mean, CPS, just so you know, last year they did a whole section on John Burge in my son's history class. Were you familiar with that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just,
yeah,
it was a 3-week.
Yeah. Because they had something called reparations or something for John Burge. But once again, we have to have an integrated education. Our history has to be integrated from page one all the way through where we're at today. If you can't have pullouts about blacks, pullouts about the Jewish community, pullouts about the Latin community, pullouts about the Asians.
Yeah,
it has to be incorporated.
So I'm a little bit confused, because on the one hand you're agreeing with me, but on the other hand it seems like this is all a lot of complaining about how blacks and Latinos and women and gays are being treated or not treated in history. And again, I mean, I'll go through a list of the top 8 or 9 history books that are used in K-12 school systems, public school systems around the country. These are all left. So this is all the identitarian left that are writing the history books, for the most part, that kids are being exposed to, I would argue, indoctrinated to. So is your point to reduce the level of identitarian politics and race identity politics, or is it to increase it?
My point is to educate accurately, making sure that people understand the history, whether you like it or not. You know, whether you like the way white men were, whether you like the way black men were, whether you like the way people treated the Jewish community, but we need to know the truth. You know, we need to know the truth about the founding fathers. We need to know the truth about how slaves contributed to the country. If all we want is facts. History is not supposed to be, history is not fiction. You know, we have to make sure that we teach factual information to our children. Otherwise, we're miseducating. And many people think that this is just about teaching black history. If you don't know black people, the truth about black people, then that makes you uneducated.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know the truth about white people, that makes me uneducated. I need to know the truth so that I can respect you, so that I know your struggles, I know your contributions. That gives you value in a country, and that's what we need to do.
But the problem is, I mean, you know, who is going to make the determination on what constitutes the complete, as objective as is possible, accounting for history for a particular period of time? You're tasking the Illinois State Board of Education to do it. You know, these.
No, absolutely not.
Or who are you tasking to do it? Who are you tasking to do it?
That's right. So the board has to commission a group of all people to come together to put together a better accounting. So here's the thing. The question that you asked is important, because now we have to say who wrote the history books that we're reading now. And we know that they were written by a small group of white men. Period.
Yeah, white liberal men. Yeah.
White liberal men, you know, and I'm with you. I mean, Democrat, Republican, yesterday we had Democrats, we had Republicans, we had We had Asians, like Latinos. We had LGBTQ+. We had the Jewish community, rabbis there, saying that they want to be a part of writing a more accurate accounting of history for children to learn. I mean, no one would pay for something and expect to get something, and they're not really getting what they paid for. Everyone wants a refund, but they're getting duped.
We do that every day at almost everything in Chicago and Illinois, but okay. Well, the idea of bringing together academics, scholars, business people, et cetera, to put together sort of the definitive history of America from, 1776 to present or 1619 to present whatever date you pick. I mean, the founding seems to me particularly salient. But if you want to go back 150 years, that's fine.
We have to, because that's how we would not have been able to break from Great Britain to say that we are strong enough to be independent because of the slave labor.
Well, that's actually ahistorical, but okay. The people that are going to comprise this commission are going to be selected by the State Board of Education. I mean, you still have the selection bias problem, who they're going to select. I want to see one conservative on this panel.
Oh, you got to be on it. You got to be on it. You got my word, because you know what?
I just want to see a conservative on it. You
cannot have an accurate accounting of history if you don't have conservative voices. I mean, I'm not afraid of the truth.
Okay.
And that's what we want. We want the truth. I mean, we want to be able to walk around knowing that we're not miseducated.
Okay. Well, I will take you at your word.
Amy, I know you guys are going to, you have to go, but I really appreciate the fact that you guys really, really, it's okay to debate the issue. And you guys asked me to come on this morning, and I really appreciate it, because we have to talk about this.
All right, well,
and we appreciate that you come on too, because you're a dear friend, and you know, sometimes we're going to disagree with each other. Certain aspects.
It's good, LaShawn. I'm interested to see how this plays out, though. I mean, really, the school systems in this state are terrible. Anything that would improve them and produce students that are better able for the post-secondary education or the workforce, I'm in favor of. So I'll take you at your word as a person of good faith, but I'm really interested to see how this plays out.
Yeah, your colleague said 1 in 4 black kids in CPS attend a failing school. Blacks are forced to attend failing schools.
I know.
That's Stephanie.
One of the areas we agree on, choice for people regardless of their household income or address. Absolutely. He is State Representative LaShawn Ford, a Democrat from the West Side. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.
This is David Davenport of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. Each year, Freedom House measures freedom around the world using several criteria. Unfortunately, its recent report showed the 14th consecutive year in which freedom worldwide has declined. The world is full of more dictators, and citizens possess fewer political and civil rights. Ethnic and religious groups are under fire. 64 nations lost ground on the freedom scale last year, with only 37 making gains. Surprisingly, the U.S. is not the bastion of freedom you might think. Its score on the freedom scale has gone in the wrong direction, from 89 2 years ago to 86 this year. Nearly 50 other nations score ahead of us. Outside interference by Russia challenged our free and fair elections, while religious and minority groups battled for rights. You can question the criteria, but whenever there's a test of freedom, we want the U.S. to score well. I'm David Davenport.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate program for leaders. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.